Skyfall is the 23rd James Bond film, and its release marks the 50th anniversary of the 007 franchise. My first opinion is that it isn't the greatest Bond film ever, which is what a lot of critics are saying. However, I do think that it's one of the best, and it's definitely up there with classics such as From Russia with Love, The Spy Who Loved Me, and Honor Majesty's Secret Service. However, Skyfall is a much more traditional Bond, and I think it's the first proper Bond movie for Craig. This isn't to say that the previous two films were bad, but Casino Royale was, to me, an origins movie, very much like Batman Begins was to the Dark Knight trilogy. It brought the character back down to earth after all the CGI madness and gadgets and gizmos of Die Another Day. Quantum of Solace, on the other hand, seemed too influenced by the Bourne franchise, especially in the editing and action department. For me, it lacked a lot of the Bond conventions, which we've grown to love over the years. So with Skyfall, we have a return to form. I'd probably say that it's the Goldfinger of the 21st century, in terms of its characters, gadgets, girls, and set pieces. In addition, it manages to balance the serious side of Bond we've seen with the previous two Craig movies, with this witty side we once knew in the form of the Roger Moore movies. In terms of its cast, all the leads are excellent. Craig embodies quite a few of the Bonds, with the cool side of Connery, with the witty side of Moore, and also brings this tough side to the table as well. The villain, played by Javier Bardem, is a much more modern villain. However, I think that Judi Dench is the standout star of the film, as she plays M. She gets the most screen time of her role so far and becomes very central to the plot. Other notable stars of the film, I think, is the cinematography by Roger Deakins. It's the first time the cinematography for a Bond film has really stood out to me. The colour palette is excellent, with the movie constantly shifting. For example, the earlier scenes of the movie in Shanghai are shot in a blue neon-noir light, whereas Scotland is very bleak and grey. It also manages to have this popcorn appeal with varying action set pieces, such as an excellent finale in the Highlands of Scotland. Overall, it's definitely worth seeing, whether you're a fan of the 007 franchise or just after a great movie-going experience.